This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas launched rockets towards Tel Aviv, Israel, in what appears to be the first such long-range attack from Gaza since early this year. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Air raid sirens wailed in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv on Sunday as a barrage of rockets soared overhead. The Israel Defense Forces said it intercepted a number of the projectiles that sent people scrambling for shelter. The attack came just hours after aid trucks passed through the Kerem Shalom border crossing, Israel's main entry point into southern Gaza, as part of a new agreement to bypass Rafah, as Israel continues pressing its military offensive. Egypt refuses to reopen the Rafah crossing until Israel returns control of the territory to the Palestinians. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Mohammed Mustafa called for a ceasefire in Gaza during a news conference with Spain's foreign minister in Brussels Saturday.
I think it's time to go beyond condemning actions and requesting Israel to stop the war.
He also thanked Spain for its decision to recognize Palestinian state, calling on like-minded European countries to do the same. Palestinian health workers say Israeli attacks have killed at least 35 and hit tents for displaced people in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. They say numerous others are trapped in flaming debris. Sunday's attacks came 2 days after the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to end its military offensive in Rafah, where more than half of Gaza's population had sought shelter before Israel's incursion. Israel's army says it hit a Hamas installation where senior Hamas members are located. Gaza's health ministry says mostly women and children make up the dead and dozens of wounded. This is VOA News. The past week has seen a rise in Russian strikes on Ukraine's second city of Kharkiv in the northeast after Russian troops stormed across the border, opening a new front. Details from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
A pop one.
They said that the number is still not final, but they believe that more than 670 people are still under the soil. Serhan Aktoprak, the chief of mission of IOM in Papua New Guinea, spoke about...
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on Papua New Guinea's landslide disaster.
New Guinea government official has told the UN more than 2,000 people are believed to have been killed by a landslide on Friday. The official formally asked for international help. The government figure is roughly triple of an earlier UN estimate of 670 killed. In a letter seen by the AP to the UN resident coordinator dated Sunday, an official from the National Disaster Center said the landslide buried more than 2,000 people alive and caused major destruction at Yambali village in Enga province. Estimates of the casualties have varied widely since the disaster occurred, and it's not immediately clear how officials arrived at the number of people affected here. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Relations between the European Union and Israel took a nosedive on the eve of the diplomatic recognition of a Palestinian state by EU members Ireland and Spain. Spain has suggested sanctions should be considered against Israel for its continued attacks in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, while the Israeli foreign minister has told Spain that its consulate in Jerusalem will not be allowed to help Palestinians. EU's foreign policy chief Josep Borrell threw his full weight to support the International Criminal Court, whose prosecutor is seeking an arrest warrant against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and others, including the leader of Hamas. Testimony is over at Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York after a parade of 22 witnesses, including an adult star, tabloid publisher, and White House insiders. Prosecutors and Trump's lawyers are scheduled to make their closing arguments on Tuesday. After that, it'll be up to 12 jurors to decide whether prosecutors have proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Trump illegally falsified records at his company as part of an effort to keep embarrassing stories from becoming public during his 2016 presidential campaign. He has pleaded not guilty. A conviction could come down to how the jurors interpret the testimony that they heard and which witnesses they actually found credible. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.